This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, this week is National Carers Week, and to try and shine the spotlight on these unsung heroes, Dementia Australia is encouraging people to contact a carer from their network of friends and family to thank and acknowledge the difference they make to the lives of people living with dementia. I am joined by the CEO of Dementia Australia, Marie McCabe, to talk about this. Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Bertie.
How are you this morning, Marie?
I'm great, and this is such an important week, National Carers Week, and it goes from the 10th to the 16th of October. And it is such an opportunity for us all to acknowledge some of the most extraordinary people in our country, and they're people who care for another. They care for a loved one, or they often care for people that they support out of the goodness of their heart and their generous spirit. And it is just an amazing initiative of Carers Australia.
It sparked my curiosity when I saw this because definitely they seem like people that do need acknowledgement in the community. But Marie, firstly, because you are the CEO of Dementia Australia, I just might get to start by explaining exactly what dementia is, because I feel it is largely misunderstood by the community.
Yeah, and it is. There are many myths around it, Bertie. And one of the dementia is a disease. It's a number of diseases, actually, of the brain. And it's a progressive disease. And it is the second leading cause of death in Australia after heart disease and the leading cause of death of women in Australia. And age is the biggest risk factor. So it's not a normal part of aging, but it is more common as we get older.
Yes, because I was going to ask you whether it is just exclusively affects people, older people.
No, not at all. And we have, of the 470,000 Australians living with dementia, 1 in 13 are in their 50s, their 40s and their 30s. And it is really, you know, many people don't know that and they think, well, you know, as you get older, you just get a bit of memory loss and it's normal. No, it's actually not. Sometimes a bit of memory loss is a normal part of ageing, but it's a different kind of memory loss. Like forgetting where you lose the keys, that's normal. Forgetting what the keys are for, that's not.
And a common thing would be forgetting, like, family members that you've known your entire life. Is that right?
Well, that can happen, and certainly in the later stages of Alzheimer's disease particularly, and there's about 100 different types of dementia, yeah, but Alzheimer's is the most common.
Okay, yeah. So Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. Marie, I will ask you about what Dementia Australia can do, because when we talk about carers, we are talking about a carer might not necessarily just be a paid person who comes in and looks after someone. It could just be a family member who's looking after their spouse or something like that.
And that's often the case, Bertie. And, you know, often we have a person living with dementia in their 80s being cared by a spouse in their 90s who have their own health conditions. So, you know, carers truly are extraordinary. They really are one in a million. And it's so important for us to acknowledge them. And Dementia Australia is there for carers. And if you call 1-800-100-500, and our team of experts are there to support people, whatever their concern might be. But we definitely support carers. We provide counselling, we provide education. There are early intervention groups and the opportunity for people to get together once restrictions are lifted and really form networks of support. And that is such an integral part of caring for a person living with dementia. And, you know, this week is about celebrating carers, supporting them. And you can go online to discrimination.dementia.org.au and send an e-card to a carer acknowledging the incredible contribution that they make.
There you go, Marie. Well, hopefully we can get the message across to people. And if you're listening and you know somebody who is a carer for somebody with dementia, please contact Dementia Australia. And there's a wealth of information there. Marie, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Bertie.